All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This is really exciting because we are in our brand new podcast studio. We'll share a picture of it with you all. We're taking over the porch of our office, one of the sides. We're decorating the shelves. We're putting Menominee mementos and memorabilia up there. It's going to be great. And to break in the new podcast studio with me today, I have two of our rookie campers in cabin three, Cooper Provis and Nolan Woods. They were awesome. They were a little nervous coming in. They wanted to do well, and they did better than a lot of people that we have on here. It was really, really fun. So I hope you enjoy it. We had an action-packed day at camp, and we go through all of it plus a lot more. So yeah, let's get to it. Here's my conversation with Nolan and Cooper. All right, we are back with another episode of the podcast, and this is really exciting. Like, there's a lot to celebrate right now. First of all, we are in a new podcast studio. We've taken over the porch of the lodge. We could see things that are going on at camp. We have a new, like, decoration. We got stuff on the walls. But the most important thing, the thing that I am so excited about is our guests today. Here on the podcast, for the first time ever, we've got Cooper Provis and Nolan Woods. How you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, that was same time. This is perfect. You guys are ready in sync. All right, so can you officially introduce yourselves to all the people?
I'm Cooper Provis. I live in Minnesota. I have one sister, and I go to ESLA, which is a Spanish immersion school.
Okay. And this is your, how many years at Menominee?
This is my first year.
Yeah.
And I went to father-son last year, so I'm a little rusty at some sports.
Fair enough. And your cabin number is?
I am in cabin number 3, and my counselors are Gavin and Jeremy.
Great. All right. Who are you?
I'm Nolan Woods. I live in Highland Park, Illinois, and I go to Brayside Elementary School.
Great. And what cabin are you in?
Cabin 3.
And who are your counselors?
Gavin and Jeremy.
No way. You guys have the same counselors?
Yeah.
Because we're in the same cabin.
Get out. Oh, right. Yeah. That's what it is. You're in the same cabin. I knew there was something there. Okay. We're going to talk about an awesome day at camp. But first, I want your overall impressions. How's your first week going? Give me some highlights. Like, tell me what's going on.
I think it's been pretty good. I learned some new activities.
What'd you learn?
I've been loving King of the Camp.
Yeah.
I loved the tic-tac-toe game. I love bags, trampol. I'm going to get down on skis next week, and I'm really looking forward to seeing another plane and seeing other fun stuff.
You got a whole plan.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you? What are your? Give me some highlights for your first week.
And I loved Big Ten.
Big Ten, which is our instructional activities.
It's been fun. I like King of the Camp, Big Ten, and like Cooper said, tic-tac-toe. We get a free canteen because we won tic-tac-toe.
Oh, you guys won Menominee Squares.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what trivia questions did you have to answer?
What was the fastest river in Wisconsin?
Which is the Wisconsin River.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that.
And
nice.
What's the address of Menominee? 1945 was incorrect, and the answer was?
We don't know.
Yeah, I forgot.
5035?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Is that the zip code? Or?
Did you? No, that's our like address, 5035 County D. Did you guys learn anything about Menominee during the trivia game?
Yeah, I learned that, a guy was like a counselor for 6 years and then he got very old and retired.
Interesting. Do you remember who they were talking about?
No, I don't.
Okay. I wonder if they're talking about Josh Ingram. That would be. Is that who they were talking about?
Yes.
So you guys don't know who Josh is, but the sentence, he was a counselor for 6 years and then he got very old and retired, is going to be hilarious to him. He's from England. He hopefully is listening. I'm going to send this to him for sure. Okay. Nolan, did you learn anything during trivia, during Menominee Squares? Oh boy. Our bear just took a dive off of his chair. He's good. He's okay. Everybody, it's going to be fine. The bear's going to be okay. Nolan, what'd you learn?
That Cooper's cousin, Miles Provis, is always first for the questions.
What do you mean?
Like in Menominee Square.
He always got picked first.
Was he the middle square?
No, he was.
He was bottom right.
Okay, great. All right, so let's circle back. Your counselors are Gavin and Jeremy.
Yes.
Bach.
Where is Gavin from?
Gavin is from England.
Scotland.
Yeah,
he's from Scotland. Can either of you do an impression of Gavin?
What a bottle.
Hey, that was pretty good. That snaps for that. That was actually really good.
I don't have much Mountain Dew left.
He does like Mountain Dew. He got a whole pack on his night off.
He likes Mountain Dew so much. Okay, those were excellent impressions. Mm-hmm. Save those for when we do like other skit nights because you're gonna need them. Okay, and Jeremy's from Highland Park. Mm-hmm. We don't have impressions of Jeremy. He's just
a plain accent.
Yeah, hi, I'm Jeremy Bach.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bach. Right. I love to play hockey.
What's Gavin's last name?
Pritchard. Oh. You guys should ask Jeff Toombs to do his Gavin impression for you. It's excellent. But we can cover that later. Okay. Let's talk about today. I thought we had a pretty great day at camp. Well, let's work backwards. Every day on this podcast, we start from the beginning and we go forwards. Let's work backwards. Currently, we're doing a podcast. Agree or disagree?
Yes.
Agree.
Great. We're on the same page there. What did we just come from?
We just came from...
the shower house.
And what did we
I just came from bags.
From bags. But we took a shower?
Yeah. Being one of my cabin mates, 13 to 9.
Nice. And what did we do before showers?
We did that water ball.
We did Fortnite.
But what was the reason for it?
So you have to have basically a white shirt, and whoever won just got a prize, and you were with your big brother.
There you go.
And there was only one squirt gun, and there were squirt bottles. But then the person got out. But
so we did like live action.
I wasn't
Fortnite.
A big fan of the referees. First of all, they called me out for no reason. And then second of all, I sprayed somebody first, but then they still called me out for being sprayed like 10 seconds
you
after.
You know, in the squirt bottle games, sometimes that happens. It's hard to see who squirts who first.
And then all the CITs chased me and got me out.
And they got you out. Okay, who are your big brothers? Nolan, who's your big brother?
Cooper. I forgot his last name.
Is it Cooper Borstein?
Yeah.
Or Cooper Spector?
Cooper Borstein.
Cooper Borstein, awesome. Who's your big brother?
We go by Neil Schneider. His real name is Nehemiah Schneider.
Nice. You guys have awesome big brothers. So was it fun?
Mm-hmm. Yes, except Neo hurt his foot, so...
Wait, what happened?
Neo hurt his foot yesterday, so we couldn't really play.
Oh, was he having trouble running?
Yeah, but we got 27th place.
Okay. Out of how many?
Like 200.
Buster's making himself at home down there in the new podcast studio. Okay. So we did Big Brother, Little Brother live action Fortnite. That was awesome. Dinner. How was dinner for you guys?
Good. I actually love the challah, but...
the crust.
Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of dinner tonight.
What was dinner?
It was like... meat patties and like
meatball.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But the desserts have been very good lately.
Nice. But you like the challah?
Yeah.
Cool. Nolan, what's been your favorite meal at camp?
This meal, because I got a heart-shaped cookie.
Did they make it a heart-shaped cookie? Like,
I think it was just heart-shaped.
It was just like an accident? Mm-hmm. That's funny. Okay. So we agree the desserts have been great. All right, King of the Camp, what teams are you on?
I am on the Dragons, and I have won 3 games, and I have lost my rest. I've won golf, I've won hockey, and I've won paddleball.
Nolan, what team are you on?
We have 27 points, ranking in 4th place, 28 with Phoenix, then 37 with Dragons, and in 1st, the T-Birds, which some people call the Blender Turds.
How do you remember that? Are you good with numbers?
Yeah. And they have 40.
Are you agreeing that he's good with numbers, or are you also good?
27, 28, 37, 40.
Okay.
Yeah. And some people sadly call the T-Birds the Blunderdirds, which isn't very nice.
Or the T-Turds.
Which isn't very nice.
No, it's not. Why do they call them that?
I have no clue. You got to ask them.
Okay. I'll ask them. You'll have to point them out to me. All right, Nolan, what team are you on?
I am also on the Dragons.
Okay.
I've won basketball, hockey, Nukem.
What has been your favorite one? Don't forget to put the mic.
Hockey.
Hockey for you, Cooper. What about you, Nolan?
Yeah, hockey.
Hockey? Cool.
Because our team kept scoring goals.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, so what did we do for generals today?
For general, I did archery. Except my arm was hurting a little bit, so I couldn't get it on the board.
Okay,
it happens. Then I did some riflery, and I actually hit the pin that you hang up on it.
Cool.
Hit the pin. You should have gotten points for that.
Oh, the pin that holds the target.
Yes.
Up? Oh, that's really funny.
And he broke it.
What did you do for generals?
And then I broke it.
Nolan.
I did tramp ball. And I did archery.
Nice.
But it got rained out.
We had our first little bit of rain today. How'd you guys feel about that?
Rain?
Yeah, we got a lot of rain for 20 minutes.
We were at archery. I was telling my cabin mates, okay, I'm going to go. But then they were like, stay here. You'll get another turn the next second.
It was pouring. It came really fast.
I also twisted my ankle on the way running back to my cabin, so I thought, I'm not going to make it.
In the rain?
Mm-hmm.
That had to be a pretty dramatic moment for you. Did you make it back to your cabin? The people want to know. You did?
Yeah, we did.
You survived? So what did you guys do in your cabin during the little rain delay that we had?
We
played Dead Man.
We played...
What's that?
Dead Man. Some people call it Mummy Come Alive, so it's where you sing a song, Mummy, Mummy... Come Alive for Dead Man Come Alive by the time we count to five. And then you count to five. And then they wake up with their eyes closed. And if they tag you, you're the new mummy or dead man.
Or they say dead and then you say man.
Yeah.
So someone has to play dead
and
then...
It's like Marco Polo.
Oh, okay.
It's basically Marco Polo.
Got it. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that?
Mine. Nolan's.
Oh, you brought that? Where'd you learn it?
On a block party at my old house.
That's cool. Where's your old house? You moved from?
Oak Park.
Got it.
That's where I moved from.
Cool. Okay. So we did that in our rain delay. We got a lot of rain for a really short amount of time. What did we do before that? Big Ten activities.
Mm-hmm. I had football and Nukem today, sadly. In Nukem, we played King of the Court, but in football, we only got to run eight downs for each team.
Okay.
Because we did one drill for about 57 minutes. Because
we got to learn stuff, right?
Yeah.
57's a long time.
It was the same drill.
Same drill over and over?
Over and over.
Repetition. Practice makes permanent, right? So you got to practice the right way. Nolan, what did you do for Big Ten?
What did I do? I did fishing and Nukem.
Did you catch anything?
No.
Do you like to fish? Or is this your first time fishing? Or do you fish a lot?
I just didn't catch anything.
I mean, I'm saying, do you fish at home?
No.
This was your, at Menominee, you're like, I want to try this.
I've fished before.
Okay. Do you think you'll catch something big?
I feel like everybody's caught one except for me. So
You'll do it. You know who you should talk to is Joe, our assistant caretaker. He's an expert fishing guy. He leads fishing trips in the off season. He's incredible. I'll introduce you. All right. So that's a great day. What are any other highlights from the day that we didn't talk about yet?
I think winning some of our games, but really disappointing that I think the refs called a turnover on third down.
Here's the thing. What I think is important to know
is have fun.
Yeah, we have fun. And your whole life, there's going to be refs that make good calls. There's going to be refs that make bad calls. The only thing we can control is ourselves in the game,
that,
right?
That is true, yeah.
What you're raising your hand.
Refs making bad calls.
Oh, boy.
In my house league in Highland Park, I hit a line drive to some guy. He dove, got the ball, and it dropped out of his mitt, and the umpire called me out.
Listen, but
no, that's actually a catch because he was trying to throw. Was he trying to throw it?
No, he just dropped it, and I got to first.
Again,
that's
he,
an out.
The thing,
no,
the thing you want to.
He dropped it.
Here's the thing: we could litigate this all day. We could go to video review, but the key is how you reacted to it. Right? It's gonna happen, bad calls. But we need to move on from them and know that we can only control ourselves. That's it. That's my words of wisdom for today. You could take it or you could leave it. You could call me crazy. But I've been doing this for a little while. All right, let's talk about something more fun. Tell me about a counselor that you've met this summer that you really like.
Juice.
Yeah, you really like Juice?
He is my coach for the Dragons. And he's very active for us. When we make a great play, he's so pumped up. And I love that about him.
Nice. What about you, Nolan?
Gavin, because he's from another country and is very nice.
He is really nice. He's a really, really nice guy. Cool. Neither of you said me, but that's okay. I'll be fine. No, don't check in on me.
But I've met you before.
I know. I'm kidding. But Buster's upset. You can tell. He's really sad.
I also love Buster. The best dog in the camp.
He's a,
best
he's
dog in the camp.
All right.
Buster's also the fuzziest.
So now we're going to do a segment called Ask the Director. You got me at a table. You got any questions? Anything you want to yell at me about or rake me over the coals for?
Yes, please.
All right, what do we got?
So, in Cabin Cleanup.
Okay.
Whoever made the scores, they said we got an 80.
Okay.
And then Aranza? We checked our score again, and we got 88.
But they gave us an 80.
So then we were on the last
call. You're saying if you actually add up your scores, it was an 88?
Yes.
But it said an 80, so you got moved to last call?
Yes.
Why didn't you say something?
Because I was at dinner, but then my counselor was like, no.
We're going to have to make up for that for you guys tomorrow. That seems like quite the injustice. You know who you should talk to?
But they gave us a 92 today.
Oh. So, but did you get a 92?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Math checks out then. It'll
but
all even out.
If you got that extra 8,
so if you got,
today we got 100.
So if you got, right. So if you got that 88, would you have gotten like points towards Kathy's? Towards ice cream?
Yes.
Okay, but you didn't get those.
No.
All right, so we'll talk to Woody and we'll get you your points.
Okay.
And hopefully
Thank
your
you.
Ice cream. Okay, is that it?
Yes.
Everything else is going smooth as silk?
Very.
Awesome. Well, that's all I got. You guys did great. I know you're kind of nervous coming in.
Except for everybody saying, I see a bar when Bear passes.
Well, that's Pam's thing, right? Because it's like a Upper Peninsula of Michigan accent.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited for the other activities that are coming up, and I love the campfires too.
The campfires are great tonight.
We've done one.
Tonight is Song and Cheer Night. Do you guys know what that is?
Are we gonna have s'mores tonight?
When do we do
no
the
s'mores.
Meat man?
Well, I there's the Meat Man's not like a it's not like a thing we do as a camp. It's like a ghost story. I'm afraid of. I don't like scary stories, so I stay away from that stuff. But if you want to hear a scary story, you can ask someone to tell you the story of the Meat Man.
Okay.
Do you like scary stories? I don't. Mm-hmm. You do?
I just noticed you.
Why are you staring at me?
Do you have two different colored eyes?
I do. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's why you're like staring a hole through my brain right now.
Uh-huh. My teacher did.
That was a funny moment because we were talking about scary stories and then you were like staring right in my eyes and okay, we're good. All right, guys, you did great.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll have you back if the people really like it.
Okay.
We'll have to do a round two. Anything else you want to say? Hi to your parents, maybe.
Hi, Mom, Dad, Sloan, Elvis, three fishes, three chickens.
You have chickens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hamster.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
What about you, Coop?
My old dog and my family.
Okay.
And my cousins.
There you
and
go.
My family.
What about Miles? You said your family twice.
Well, Miles is here.
I love
we don't
my
need
family.
To say hi to him. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming on.
Anytime.
For Cooper and Nolan and Buster, I'm Jason. And for the love of camp, we will see you next time.